Right on, everybody. You guys ready to kick off the new Pathfinder quarter here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes, welcome to a brand new team and a brand new group of people. It's great to have everybody here. We'll be hearing from all the new live participants here in just a minute, but very, very nice to have you here. I want to welcome everybody listening wherever you are, around the United States, around the world, wherever you are. It's a pleasure to have you. Over the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you guys first a breakdown called a setup call of what we're going to accomplish here with this cycle and how we're going to accomplish it. And then second of all, we'll have you be introduced to the new team and all the exciting things going on with them and get to hear a little bit about them. And they'll share with you their name, where they're from, and why they're building Heekin / a part of what we're doing here, and a little bit about maybe their background. That'll be exciting stuff. First things first, everybody, where we run our call off of is off Pathfinders.biz. You guys will notice there's a lot of additions to the website now. We'll be talking about that over the next coming week. Every week, if you come on board and you click under Sunday Call, look under the, a quarter of the way down the page, just click here for program schedule and content. Basically now, I broke the page up a little bit so it wasn't such a gigantically long page. You're going to find a program schedule there, obviously kind of a syllabus. One change from the past is you'll notice every week for the entire cycle, you're going to have the call content there listed in terms of what we're going to do. And then by a lot of people asked for this, every week you'll have the call for the next week's preparation. For example, this week we're going to do our event calendar, fill out your 90-day plan, and then next week be able to share, you know, what we're going to do for the quarter next week. So for those of you guys listening, your agenda is right there. For those of you guys who are on the call, of course, the same thing with the agenda. What we want to accomplish on this call is very simple. The whole reason we set this program up, we got a lot of new people on board, was because basically Heekin's job is to make products, package, invent, ship, and pay us. And our job is to build an organization with professional networkers. The difference between me or you and somebody that just wants to use MagSteps is it's your job to find people, connect them to Heekin, and help them get their business going. And then to work smart is to be able to work with a lot of people and have some kind of a railroad track so all the locomotives can follow down it. So pretty much what we have here is just those railroad tracks. And then the tools built around it to support it, be it from training to prospecting to sponsoring to whatever, to be able to have those tools in place. There's, of course, no charge for Pathfinders. I never wanted the program to become the show. The program is here specifically and only to edify and build the Heekin business. That's really important to me. I'm a big believer that anybody building this business, you should never be paying money to anybody, anywhere, anytime for training, programs, or any such thing. The 6% your upline makes is already them getting paid, so the training should always be by people building Heekin for building people building Heekin. If some outside trainer is so smart, why aren't they, number one, building their own group, or number two, building a group here? You know what they say about those who can't do. So that's a whole other topic right there. But the bottom line is we're here, basically. I want to welcome everybody. It is my highest honor to have you here. These amazing people on this call tonight you're going to get introduced to are here for one specific reason. That's to provide a training template, a live reality show, so to speak, that not only do they get to come and learn and share and grow and be taught in a live environment, but for everybody listening, both on my team and others who choose to use this program, have a template where they can build their own organization off it. One of the challenges you're always going to have as your team grows, not only, you know, in numbers, but in terms of just sheer geographical location, it becomes almost impossible after a while unless you have some kind of mechanism to build your team. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a lot of these tools didn't exist. Well, now we have them. We can do things we never dreamed of before. So on this call, I've got folks from my team all around the country plugged in. I can do one phone call. Everybody's on the same agenda, moving in the same direction. And even though other leaders on my team are leading their own teams, you know, we're still all roughly doing the same thing. So what we're trying to do here is basically set an agenda for you. So the way you use this call is you listen into the call, no matter whether you're on the live side or on the listening side. You're all participants in the phone call. You're going to see this cycle again. We brought back the teams of three. I think that not only working with your upline, but working laterally with people around you is very important for structure, support, someone to pat you on the back. We'll talk about that more in just a couple minutes. You know, just to kind of work in a community of people dedicated to doing something really cool. To be a Pathfinder, basically what it means is someone that wants to get out front. People who want to lead the way, people who want to build this as a career. The program is really not geared for people that want to putz around with it. My take on that's always been, if you want to putz around with it, just just do less of the training we're going to teach you on here. But we're not going to have a slower training so people can speed up. We're going to gear this for people that want to build it. They want to build it now. And then that'll kind of set the tone for everybody. In other words, if you set the tone for what the ideal is, then everybody else, even if they do a percentage of the ideal, is going to grow faster than if you never have an excellent ideal out there in the first place. So we want to be the people to set that agenda. So basically the way this is going to work is we'll have our team. They're all broken up into teams of three, okay? And we do our weekly call. We add an agenda. And then during the week, what you're going to want to do is you spend the time right now setting up your teams of three that you can work with. This is the main call. Then you have what's called your action call. That's a term we've had for a long time. This call is not the action. This is the training template. With any other, the exception for the nine people on it, we're going to create your template. So this week, for example, we're going to talk about filling out your 90-day planner and making your calendar. What you as a leader will do with your own team of three after this, whether it's live, whether it's on the phone, could be before your preview, could be the coffee shop during the week, could be on a webinar, whatever you want to do, and guess what you're going to do? They're going to fill up their own planner, and then they're also going to set up their own calendar, and then next week we come back to the call. We're going to do what we did during the week, and then we're going to give you the agenda for next week. So you always have a group that's moving in a straightforward direction. You're going to notice there's a lot of basic training elements tied back into the call, along with the leadership elements. This call is designed and geared for people of all different speeds. We all do the same thing. There are times when I'm just like a silver because I'm sponsoring people. I'm wearing my sponsoring hat. There are times I'm working with other leaders and I'm wearing my diamond hat or my gold hat or my platinum hat. You know, so there are times you do different things, but they're all basically the same basic mechanisms built around meeting people, showing people what we do, and getting them started. So the topics you're going to see on this call will be things such as using the process and process tracking, how to make contacts, effective ABCs, how to do good previews, how to be an effective sponsor, goal checking, you know, to see if your people are on track, how to be a good upline leader, you know, the importance of the convention. We've got a great guest speaker coming on there. You know, meeting people. And in other words, how did you meet your last three prospects? You're going to find a wide assortment of training backed up by a curriculum to basically bring it to life for you and your team. So, real simple, what you want to do this week, find the people you want to work with in your downline or your study. And I'll talk if you're here on your own. A lot of you guys don't have uplines. I'll talk about that in just a second. In the short term, those of you that are leaders, and a leader, by the way, can be an executive. It can be a senior. If you've got people in your downline, rule number one of Pathfinder, don't think like somebody else's downline. Think like an upline. And you don't want to sponsor a team of downlines. You want to sponsor a team of people that are upline. So always train your people and always have your own mindset that you're a leader and you're looking for leaders. You're not a manager looking for employees. But right now you want to set up your team of three. That's the ideal. If you've got four on there, don't worry about it. It's okay. But three is the ideal. You may have a couple of teams set up. If you find yourself having three or four teams of three, you may want to consider that you may need to want to develop some leadership, okay? If you find yourself running a flat organization, don't be afraid to empower somebody on one of your other teams to be the team leader for that team. A team leader is a real easy job. You basically just coordinate what's going on the call and then on the follow-up call or the action call. Don't think that you can't trust your people or empower them to run their own team. You absolutely can, and the only way you get good at doing something is by doing it. One of my favorite things from the Army was you don't get courage and then do things. You do things and then you get courage. If you're on this call by yourself, you don't have an upline, you know, that's helping you. If you're out in the middle of nowhere, you don't have anybody, you know, to help you, don't worry about it. You're just like how I was when I got started. Dial into the call. Guess how you form your team of three. Anybody want to take a guess? If you're by yourself, how do you form a team of three?
Find people.
Sponsor two people.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Find a couple people, bring them on board, get your team going. So be excited about that. If the only person around, that's a blessing. You get to develop your own team in your own area. So the bottom line, above everything else, if you're on the call and then just follow the simple course agenda afterwards, that's your action call. You know, it can be as simple as just that, you know, running it yourself. You may be there. We got a lot of diamonds and platinums and a couple of royals on here that I know of. If you're setting your teams up, the most effective way to do it is to break them up into threes. I don't recommend you try to do more than two, maybe three teams of three max without setting somebody else up to be the leader. You can also work with a couple leaders, and you can help them be good team leaders by kind of guiding and advising them. You may have a little call to help your leaders be good leaders, too. But it's a real simple thing. The long and the short of it is this, and this is where I want you guys to see this going, you know, however many years or months down the road. Say you've got 10,000 people in your group. and you've got some new people you're working with that are below the level of silver and you're building them up, you're working with them on a couple teams of three. How cool would it be, everybody, to have 10,000 of your people broken up? You know, you've got 1,000 leaders running teams of three out there, and every one of them is only individually working with 3 to 9 people. Do you think that would be a pretty effective organization to have a couple thousand people being trained and nobody's training any more than 3 to 9?
Absolutely.
That would be nice.
Absolutely. Very good.
That's what it's all about. The other thing about this is you could have somebody all the way across the country, and they're with one of your silver legs, and even though you're wherever you are, they're learning the same stuff, doing the same stuff, and if you fly in there, you're interchangeable. You can teach the same stuff. So it's very easy. Now, by the way, everything that we do is pretty much, you know, we have our way to do it, but it's all basic stuff. You meet people, you sponsor them, you train them. You know, the reason we even bother with a name like Pathfinder is, number one, we're proud of who we are, what we do, and the way that we've built the business. But number two, I can't just call this call. If the name Pathfinders is not to say we're different than anybody in NECAN. It's just to say this is our flavor, our way to build NECAN. There's a lot of cool things out there. This is just how we do it. So, and it's easy to stay, it's easier to stay focused and do a thing than it is to have 5 different things, kind of like a pot of goulash. You want to have your training have some integrity to it. So it's real, real simple stuff. You listen in, then you do what we say during that week so that you can get your organization going and do all those good things. So it's very simple. If you guys take a look, one thing you're going to want to take a peek at as you scroll through the webpage, under Sunday Call down there, you're going to notice there's a 90-day planner, and it says with Pathfinder tracking, with the Pathfinder's addendum. What that means, very simply, we've added a few things to the 90-day planner. NECAN does a great job of making training and support materials. A lot of people, that's the only upline they're ever going to get. We're able to do things better, stronger, and faster because we are a team of professional networkers, so we take the foundation that NECAN gives us, we add to it, we put a sharp point on it because that's our job. So that's basically what we're doing here is we added a few things to make ours a little bit more focused. There's going to be a couple changes on some of the incentives this quarter, but just to walk through what we're going to do over this next week, because I told you guys about it a minute ago, a couple things we're going to do. One is fill out your calendar. The second thing you're going to do is you're going to go over your 90-day planner, and then next week on the call, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about your 90-day planner, what you will accomplish in the next quarter. So that'll be kind of a neat thing. So if you click on that 90-day planner and you download it, let's talk for a minute about how we want to break these things down. If you see the Rhythm and NECAN calendar, that's the corporate strategic calendar. That's kind of a master calendar that we all run everything that we're doing off of. And then as you scroll down through it, you're going to notice that there's different pages. And we're not going to do every section, so I'll tell you which sections we're going to do right now. If you guys have any questions, you can let me know. But if you go down to the second page, you've just got a kind of a basic breakdown of NECAN and what's going on with the rhythm. If you get down to page 4, you're going to notice where it says set your 5 pillars goals. That basically is take a look at your life with your balance. We're not going to ask you these next week on the call, guys. You can share them if you want. Some of these are kind of private, family and mind and things like that. You don't have to share them on a call, but sometimes people are really passionate about them. They want to. I mean, really realistically rate yourself if you fill this out, where you are today and where you're going to be by the next quarterly event. I think that's a critical thing. That is kind of the wellspring where everything flows from. As you go down your 90-day business goals, I want you to take a look at these. First is rank advancement. You can see senior through Royal Diamond there, for crying out loud. Now, the way you want to look at that, if you're below silver, let me ask you guys a question. If you're below silver, take a guess in a 90-day period what probably would be a pretty big rank advancement goal.
Gold.
Right. That's a good one, too. That's a gold. That sounds good to me. You want to be at least silver. You guys all know that everything starts at silver. That's the first leadership level. That's when you kind of like get your button, so to speak. It's a big deal to be silver. If you're below silver, you want to get there. If you're silver and you want to go gold, what would you guys have to have to get to the gold level? This will help you to determine how to use it as a leader. For example, I'm a diamond. I can't exactly just circle royal diamond without some kind of a game plan. It wouldn't mean anything. I can't go from diamond to royal diamond unless someone's going platinum, unless someone's going gold, unless someone's going silver. So if I'm a silver looking to go gold, what would I need to have to make a gold run? If somebody says, I'm silver, I'm going gold, what would it take, guys?
Three silvers.
Absolutely. So if you had 3 people that circled silver and 3 separate legs on your 90-day planner, you guys think that that would at least put you in the ballpark making a gold run?
Yes.
Sure. Or how about if you're gold and you want to go platinum? Well, let's say you're going to go with 6 silvers. If you've only got 3 silvers in your group and nobody else in your group has filled out a plan or saying they want to go silver, then you're probably thinking about recruiting, correct?
Yeah.
So see, you can work this thing backwards. If you're diamond, that means you need to find 6 golds or 3 platinum. You either have those people or you're going to find those people. This always tells you what to do. That rank advancement line may seem simple, but it always tells you what to do. You either have the people at the rank, you have the people circling, they're going to run for that rank, or you're heads down recruiting. If you say, if you're silver and you want to go gold, and you're beginning the quarter, and nobody is silver, and nobody is circling silver, meaning you don't have any downline circling, they want to get promoted, that is very encouraging. You should be excited about that information, because at least you know it. There's a lot of people in this business that are silver, gold, platinum, or whatever, that always say, oh, I'm going to go such and such, but they never take a realistic view of their business. They've got a bunch of product users. There's no real business builders. So as you're doing this, as you're arranging your team, you could go platinum to diamond using this 90-day planner just by seeing how many people. So if I'm going to find some platinum, okay, I've got 3 frontline circling platinum, then what are you going to make sure they have? 3 frontlines each circling gold. And then you're going to help those gold each find silvers. Then you can work in a targeted fashion to make this work for you. So that's easy enough. The quarterly incentive goals, these have changed a little bit. Retailing is no longer based on selling. It's going to be based on 21 clubs. And I don't have the specifics here in front of me. I had a long talk with Ann on Thursday. She's going to get it. I know they were on a kickoff call, but so bear with me a little bit. But the basic gist of it is retailing now is doing a 21 club, either water or a sleep one. You guys, you get 21 days now to do it and complete the paperwork, not just the 5 days anymore, whatever it was before. Isn't that a
wow.
great change?
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Yes, that will be the new retailing. I'm 99% sure she said it was starting on August 1st. It could be in the next quarter, but I will get that clarification for you. But the retailing is going to be 21 club, and recruiting is going to go from option 1, option 2, to recruiting is now going to be having 3 seniors in the 90-day period across, and one of them can be in depth, meaning you could get 2 separate seniors and one underneath of them. That will be a recruiting option 1 award. Isn't that a great award, guys, 3 seniors in 90 days?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's just a business building, too.
Yeah, and they're going to call it a Paragon Light, I believe.
Oh, that's cool.
And then Paragon Award, which I think is the best award in the company, is 6 seniors across in a 90-day period. And then, of course, rank advancement. So as you're looking at your 90-day goal, if I'm looking to go silver, take a wild guess which one of those two you might want to circle. And this is a trick question. Maybe both.
Yes.
Do you think doing a 21 club could bring people in for recruiting?
Absolutely.
I'm pretty convinced that doing a retailing award might get you a recruiting award for free. But having said that, recruiting is what you want to do. There may be times, guys, like if I sign up, like I just sent on several new people. I got a ton of stuff going on right now. They're bringing people. They're really excited. I may do less recruiting this quarter than I did last quarter because I've got a flock full of new people. But let me ask you guys all a question. If you sponsor people, what is the indication to see whether or not you need to find more people like fast? You
whether know, they're bringing guess? People to you or not.
Yeah, if they're bringing people. If you guys come to a meeting and your people are bringing people or your people are doing ABC, build that leg. If somebody isn't bringing people yet, that's okay. I've had people sit in the business a year before they start bringing people because they get their comfort zone built up. Everybody builds at their own speed, but don't let your speed be determined by somebody else's speed. Determine your own speed. that's going to keep you to where you have the ability to do what you need to do. So that's that right there. So recruiting are going to be great. You look down at Niken University. What trainings are you going to attend? If you want to know where those are, look up on that master calendar at the beginning. We just had a Humans Being More. There's a convention coming up. But let me just say this about convention. Those of you that know me, I'm not one to promote. Let me put it to you this way. I want every dime you guys spend to be on products. That's why I don't believe in having high-cost defense, high-cost tools, none of that stuff. We do everything we can do, either free or as near to it as possible. But something like going to a convention is beyond my ability to explain to you the impact it will have on your business. There's an old saying, don't ever be penny-wise and pound-poor. Convention is one of those things that happens, and they don't do them every year. They do them about every other year, and then next year will probably be a leadership conference again. Last year was only golds and above. You could potentially have to wait 2 more years to see another convention like this. Convention is absolutely, unequivocally the most important thing you can do for your Niken business if you've never seen a convention. and I can't even really explain to you why, but it defies my ability to explain how you will get the magnitude of what you're a part of. Those of you that have been, do you agree with me?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It is a staggering event. When you sit the first one I sat at in Toronto, I actually, like in, you know, big baby, I had tears come down my face. I couldn't believe I was a part of something so magnificent. Convention is a very, very, very big deal. I want you to go because I want you to spend the money. I want you to go because I want you to make money. And convention is something that is an intangible. It gives you a vision and a sense of belief. When you sit next to, here's the difference between convention and not. When you're sitting across from a prospect and they tell you, I don't know if this is real, it'll never knock you off course again because you know it is. Does that make sense? Those of you that have seen it, did you have the same response?
Yeah, right on target.
Definitely.
It will forever change your feeling of the business. Enough about that. So do everything you can do to get there. Other rank advancement awards, you can kind of see that. Some of these are going to change. The planner will be updated a little bit, but it's still functional. So the bottom line is circle whatever you want to do. The next page, which is page 5, says break down your monthly business goals. Don't worry about doing everything at the personal volume and the leadership volume. You can if you want to, of course. All I'm going to ask you to do is write down what your total monthly earnings is. I don't want to over, you know, statistic you guys, and I'm going to show you another sheet in a minute that will be very useful. But write down what you want to make per month, and don't worry about it. Put down your dream. I absolutely think it's invaluable to say, here's what I want my monthly check to be in month 1, month 2, and month 3. Then go out and do it. That's the only thing I want you guys to do on that page in terms of the program. You can do the rest if you want. The next page, we're going to skip page 6. I'll show you why in just a minute. We're going to skip page 7 in terms of what we're going to do. And then your 90-day calendar, you can use that form, but I've got a little more efficient one we're going to use down here a little bit farther down. And if you go down to page 9, you're going to see our Pathfinders program addendum. So all I want you to do in the planner, once again, is circle the incentives you want to win and then go down and write what your check is. And then when you look at the addendum, you're going to notice there's something on there called the rhythm of the business. And one thing I wanted to re-stress with everybody was the importance of daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual activities, because you're in a business here. So if you take a look at this sheet, daily activities, prospect, recruit, and sponsor, those activities feed the preview. If you're doing ABCs and meeting people, you're probably going to have people at the preview next week. And if you have a strong preview, then you're going to be able to do a monthly event, like a Saturday, like September 11th and 12th down here. We're going to have a monthly event. We'll be having them regularly. I just talked to Paul about this a little bit. You know, we got Larry Prophet coming in. We're going to have an evening of awesome sharing with Larry, and then all day Saturday we're going to do prospecting, sponsoring, recruiting, all sorts of stuff that Saturday. Okay, that's a monthly event, but you can't do that unless you have a preview, and you're not going to have a preview unless you have prospects. And then the weekly events feed the quarterly events feed the big event. And it all starts, guys, believe it or not, NECOM convention would not exist if somebody didn't do an ABC however many years ago. That first ABC led to thousands of people in a room. It's pretty amazing if you think about it. Now, by the way, your organization, the 5 ABCs you do this week or the 10 or the 3, when you've got 30,000 people in your business, the 3 ABCs you did your first week in the business are directly traceable to that 50,000 people. And if you remove those 3, you can remove the 50,000. So everybody you talk to, and this is important too, you will find that as a rule of thumb, to go silver in a leg, I'm talking everybody that's in a leg, if it's just you in a leg, obviously it's just you, but I'm saying you and everybody beneath you in your leg, when you do 30 ABCs, I'm not talking contact, I'm saying actually show somebody the 10 or 15 minute business ABC. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. If you get 30 of those in a month and a leg generated, you will find that generally breaks the silver. You may need less than that. You got 3 people that want whole wellness homes. You're going to have a silver pin, but you won't have an organization down there. 30 will create you an organization and a pin. We're going to be talking a lot about this over this cycle, that number 30. So, you know, we're going to have a mechanism set in place to help you guys do your weekly activity. You go on to the next page, Pathfinder's weekly process tracking. This is what we're going to do instead of those other pages up there. This is very similar, but it's a little more cut down, a little more concise, and it matches what we do a little bit better. I broke it down by week. What you're going to be hearing on the call every week and what you guys should be doing on your action call, and I'm going to talk about this in depth next week, okay, is having people fill this out. How many people do you want to contact this week? A contact is not the same as an ABC. A contact is, hey, Larry, you want to take a look at something. an ABC is when he actually looks. Okay, we'll talk about this next week. By the way, I highly recommend everybody this week, too, if you get a chance, to go and listen to the process call that we did last week. It's on the Focus on Growth website. You can click on the Sunday call. You'll see recorded calls. It's PROB, the Prospecting 101 call. You can also order the CD. It's like 50 cents or something, or a buck or something. And it gives you kind of the breakdown of the process. People seem to really like it so far, so it's good. This will be our weekly breakdown. I will update the sheet every quarter. You guys, this is going to be helpful for you guys to not only track your business, but to help your people.
Absolutely.
So it'll be good for you to help your people, too. So that's going to be that. We'll talk about that. That's the whole call next week, pretty much. And at the end, this is the last thing I'm going to go over before I turn it over to your guys' introduction. On page 11, we have August to October quarter. This is to track your team. If you guys are tracking downline, I know we got a lot of senior people on this call. You know, your team's a three. Write down their name, the rank they are, the rank they want to be, what do they want to accomplish. Yeah, I put the three seniors there. You can circle them and knock them off. You can help your people get their award. And then other, this just helps you organize. Because when you're running nine people, guys, you can imagine it's tough to remember who wants to do what. This is going to help you keep track of that one spot. And then below that, thanks to actually Aurora Roble that called me about this a couple weeks ago, and I told her I was working on it. So Aurora, this is for you. And so okay. People have been asking. I took a Pathfinder's calendar. The company calendar is at the beginning. That's our strategic calendar. This is our tactical calendar with Pathfinder. What I did on this is I put the Sunday night call. I put the you guys can see every day at 1 o'clock we have a recurring ABC. You can look on the business tools page on Pathfinders.biz for the direct info on how to use these. But the bottom line is every weekday we have an ABC. Every Wednesday night we have an e-preview, which will be a webcast within the next 2 weeks. I'm getting that set up. And we have the call. And then you can see the Rhythm and Neat Down event. The next big event we have coming up is August the 23rd. That is a very big deal. That is an awesome thing, so keep that day on your calendar free. And then for our group, the only thing I put specifically for our people on here was September 11th and 12th. I wanted there to be an example of how to use this on here. Was the Austin team meeting and training with special guest Larry Prophet. And then you guys can customize this however you want to do. So download this and customize it. So this week, when we said what we're going to accomplish between now and next Sunday night, download the calendar. Put your important events on this calendar. The more you have on your calendar, then all you have to do is feed people into the next event. The way I look at events, guys, I think I said this last week in the call, I look at events like a pitch, meaning every Thursday night we have a preview. That's like a pitcher throwing a pitch. Well, that pitch is going to be thrown whether I have somebody in the batter's box or not. And every prospect I put in the batter's box, they get a swing. Whether they hit it or not is irrelevant. They're swinging the bat. So if I put people in front of the pitches being thrown, the e-preview, the ABC, the previews, if I hand out a DVD, if I take someone through the Neeken Business Flash presentation, every time I show a prospect Neeken, there's a pitch being thrown and a prospect is swinging a bat. If you know your calendar, then it's just a matter of plugging batters into all those at-bats. And if you have that calendar in front of you, you know where you're going to be and when you're going to be, and instead of sitting around wondering what you ought to do, you can spend that same time doing it. So, Aurora, this calendar's for you.
Thank you.
No problem. And for everybody, of course, but she called me and said, I want a calendar, so there's that. And I know it's kind of basic. I didn't want to overdate it because I know you guys, I didn't put our local previews on it or anything. You guys can do that. If you guys would like, I can download this in Excel, which is what I did, and I can get the blank one put up with these dates on it, and I'll just put the Excel sheets up, and then you guys can actually electronically add your own dates. Do you guys want me to put up an e-version of this so you can actually not just do it in pencil paper? Do you guys want the electronic version you can update on the computer?
Yes.
All right, give me till tomorrow at noon, and so let it be written, so let it be done. You'll have this, and then right below it, I'll put a link that says e-calendar, so we'll have that done. I'll put up the whole 2008 e-calendar, and then you guys can do whatever you or whatever. Do you want the whole 08, or do you guys just want 3 months at a time?
3 months at a time, Rick.
Just 3 months at a time, because that's what we're dealing with.
Right on. Well, then I listen to the bosses, so that's what I'll do. You will have that up maybe even tonight if I get frisky enough. I'll get that put up. I'm tired of looking at this web. It took me like 30 hours to redo the web page this weekend. I'm sick of it.
It looks very nice.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you briefly go over how they would get on to the Wednesday night e-previews?
Yeah. In fact, what you want to do with that is I'll give you the I'll teach you how to fish instead of handing out a fish. Go to Business Tools, And if you scroll down underneath of it, says recruiting tool. Just about halfway down the page, you'll say 35-minute e-preview every Wednesday at 7 o'clock CST. It has a call number, a preview invite is there if you want to electronically invite somebody to it. And you just download the China Awakens and you put it up on there. What I will have done by tonight, in fact, this is the last edition I have to do, up at the top under my business presentation, you'll have the daily ABC and the daily e-preview up at the top of the page underneath my business presentation. It's updated. I just haven't uploaded it to the website yet.
Alright.
That's where you go. It's the same number, and within the next 2 weeks, it'll be a webinar. It'll take 35 minutes every Wednesday night. You guys will, you'll have a 30-minute webcast with the Giant Awakens and Econ Story Preview. Make sense?
Very cool, yeah.
Right on, guys. Well, that's all I have to say. Anybody have any questions about what we're doing next week? Let me say this, and I'll say it again at the end. Next week's call is going to be really cool. We're going to come back to the call. You guys all get to share, you know, what you're going to accomplish this quarter, meaning your goals. You're going to have your rank advancement goal, if there is one, retailing, recruiting, whichever you feel is pertinent to you. And then we're basically, from that point, once we go over that, then we're going to go over the process and the process tracking sheets, using those things. And that'll be really cool. There should be a really great call next week. And then from that point on, every week, we have three teams. One of your three teams will go over the results of their process tracking sheet for the previous week. So each of you will probably go, like, what, two times? Maybe one team will go three, sharing your results so that everybody will get a template of how to do it. So that'll be next week. But next week, make your events calendar, fill out your planner, and then we're going to come to the call, and Steve and Jackie will run down the results with you after, and then we'll talk about the process. So that's as much as I have to say about that. Are there any questions before we go on to the important stuff and hear from you guys?
No.
Right on. I'm either really profound or really boring. Right on. Well, I am very excited about this. First, I want to introduce what we're going to do now is meet who's on the call and get to hear, you know, why they're building an e-chem business, which I'd love to hear because that's what it's all about. First, I want to introduce our call hosts, of course, which are Jackie Carter from Schoolcraft, Michigan, and our very own friendly neighborhood cowboy and Terry from Waco, Texas. Jackie and Steve have been instrumental in developing the program. Their goal is running for platinum, and they will get platinum done soon. Jackie, you got an awesome bunch of stuff going. Since you're going to go first, I'll talk with you for a minute. You've got a great business. You've got a lot of your people on this call. You have four front lines on this call. You've been on Dennis Roos 10,000 list a bunch of times this year. Your business is booming. You've been a top five recruiter with NECAN, I think, twice nationally. So you've got a ton of stuff going on. Very big, very booming business. Cowboy has been around. We've spoken all over the world together. You're the host of the Daily ABC Call, Cowboy. You're running for platinum now as well, doing some great things. Cowboy's got a cool story because of NECAN, he was able to be a pastor for a church that couldn't afford a pastor, which is an amazing story. I hope we'll get to tell during this cycle. But without further ado, I want to introduce two of my dearest friends, amazing partners, Jackie Jennings Carter and Steve and Terry Gross. You guys ready to rock and introduce our team tonight?
We are.
Awesome. Why don't you guys share with everybody first why you're building the E10 business, and then let's get to our team.
Well, I'm building the NECAN business because I didn't want to have anybody else control my life. That was first and foremost. I was in corporate world for 25 years. I'm not going to take a lot of time because I want to hear from the other people about what, you know, who they are and why they're building the business, and we can do mine another time. But bottom line is I love my family, I love the Lord, and I love animals, and I want to help animals, and I promise you, you'll hear more about that as we go through, or if we just sit down and chat sometime, if I have the opportunity to meet whoever's listening in person, which I look forward to, and I will be at the convention. I don't think I've missed one yet since I've been involved, and they're amazing. So that's about all I want to say about that, because I want to let the nine people on the call talk, because we are almost at 25 minutes to 10 already, or my
good
time.
Let Cowboy tell his why, yep, and then let's get to everybody.
Yep. Oh, Cowboy.
Well, that's pretty simple. My why, actually, I got involved with NECAN originally because I wanted money, but since it's changed and everything, it's allowed me to do some of the passions that I like to do and give me some freedom. And right now, as most of you know, I am pastoring a church, and it does help to have the extra income. And my goal is to have it where the church doesn't have to pay me at all.
And that will happen, too.
Yes, it will.
So, okay, well, let's get, is that it, Steve?
That's it. Well, I'm sure we'll hear more about us later. Like you said, let's get into the crew.
Amen. Amen to that. So, here we go. I'm going to start here, and I am going to call on Paula Levy from Round Rock, Texas. You go,
yes,
girl.
My name is Paula Levy, and I live in Round Rock, and I've been looking for a business opportunity for quite some time, trying to think about what I might want to do with my life. But I found something that fits in with my personal belief system and my values, and I have an opportunity to help countless number of people with their wellness, both their physical wellness and their financial. For me, physical wellness is a big deal because I suffer from multiple sclerosis, and I have been on more than 10 medications for over 15 years, and I don't know what they're doing to my body, but I'm in the process of tapering off now that I'm on the NECAN products, and I'm in the process of getting off some of the medications. So that's a huge deal for me. And this company is like nothing I've ever seen before. I've never experienced anything like it. The people, the kindness, the quality of the products, they sell themselves. I get so excited, I can hardly contain myself sometimes, and I tend to go chatter on and on, but I'm really excited to be a part of this call, and I'm really excited to be a part of NECAN.
Paula, pay attention, it's Levy, and I said I didn't say it correctly. Tell them what you do also. Tell them currently what you do until you retire yourself. And
oh, good for everybody else. Tell them what you do if you're working in addition to NECAN and what you want to while you're on in NECAN.
Okay, I'm the director of business quality at Time Warner Cable right now in Austin for the Central Texas region. So I'm all about quality. I'm all about making things better. I'm all about the customer experience. So, but I just found this company that is awesome, and I feel like I have the greatest secret in the world, and I want to stand up on the mountain and tell everybody about NECAN.
And you are going to do that too, girl. I know. We talk regularly.
Absolutely.
Huh? Yes.
Okay. Hopefully I'll see you sometime, Paula. You live a long way away from me, don't you?
Yeah, right.
My neighbor.
Rick's making a joke. I live next door to Rick. So it's all about location.
That's right.
And okay, Steve, you're up to bat.
Yes, and I want to introduce part of my development, one of the newest members of my team. Somebody's going to rock and roll and plan on going silver this month that I know of. Steve and Edward King live here in Waco with me.
Well, not with you, but we live in a relative distance. My name's Steve King, and as Cowboy mentioned, we are from Waco. I got into NECAN from Steve inviting me in to take a look at it, and I've been involved in previous business ventures, and they didn't work out, and I finally found a vehicle, a company that can sustain me with the products and technologies that they offer. My plan is to be retired by the time I'm 40. That's 5 years away. I have 5 years to reach that goal. And that's about it. I'm tired of working, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, going to work, working all day, and missing my family.
Yeah, tell them what you do, Steve.
I work for Coca-Cola temporarily.
In the hot sun.
In the hot sun.
So
that's one more added incentive in getting out.
Cool. Awesome. And some really neat people.
And it's definitely hot down there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay, next up.
All right.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, go ahead, Jackie.
Okay, next up to bat, Paul Osborne and Janice Graham. Tell them what you do and why you are building this business and why are you on this call.
Hi, this is Jan. Basically, what I do is I work for the automotive company right now, and if you know what the automotives are doing right now, I'm not doing very well. The reason I want to do NECAN and have this as my business is because I want to retire, and I want to be able to travel and do things I want to do at my age. It's time to do it, and I don't want to work for the rest of my life, and that's why I'm doing it.
This is Paul Osborne. I'm a night shift supervisor in a machine shop. I've traded buses. I've had 3 new buses in the last 5 years, and each one gets progressively worse. The way the economy is up here, it's not going to be better. I joined NECAN because it can really get us what we want. It's not impossible. All you have to do is try. And it's about time we started trying.
You're up to bat, Steve.
Cool. And I just have one question. Does he really look like Dustin Hoffman?
He does.
I thought so. Okay. We're going to jump up. So two of my favorite people down in Corpus Christi, Robert and Aurora Robles.
Hi, it's Aurora. How you doing? Again, my name's Aurora Robles, and my husband Robert and I. And I know he doesn't get on the call a whole lot, but he has to go to bed early because he gets up at 3:30 every Monday morning to go to work. And he goes to work and comes home on Thursday evenings. So I see him all the time. So anyway, but I really, when I first got into NECAN at first, I was just wanting to buy some Mad Boys that I had purchased about 10 years ago. And I get this call, getting these emails from Rick about all these awesome things, and I started to look into it, and I said, wow, it's really amazing. I love to help people, and NECAN is about helping people, and it's not only about helping you with your health, but it helps you, you know, it helps you build a business if that's what you want to do, and it's what you want to do. And that's what I'm learning to find out, that's what NECAN is about. It's keep it simple and learn. You know, it's about what you want to do, and you got to find out about other people, what they want to do. My main goal is to be able to retire from the other job so I can be able to do NECAN on a full-time basis and so I can get my husband home. And that is my main goal. And I think now with the new incentives that Rick was talking about, oh, my gosh, that's going to make it so much easier to be something that can be attainable. I'm just really excited to hear that. And it's so neat when I hear some new people coming on and they're so excited. I can feel their excitement. So it's great. It's a great business. I mean, it's about helping others, and it's about, you know, it's what you want to do with it. So it's got to be what you, it's got to come from you. So what I do personally right now, I was working at a full-time job that I was working. Gosh, I was working out on Monday nights till about 11 o'clock at night trying to get things done. I was doing two people's jobs, and I've quit that job and got another job right now until I can now focus on an ECAN. So hopefully everything is going to come my way soon.
Well, it will, Aurora.
It will.
Yes, it will. Okay, Laura Rothwell, you are on stage, girl.
Why, thank you, Jackie. I want to thank everyone responsible for this awesome opportunity to be a part of this call and this organization. It's really a special treat for me. My name is Laura Rothwell. I'm from Michigan, and I am a massage therapist by trade, and I also drive a school bus. So I'm trading a lot of hours for dollars. I did also care about, you know, I really care about making a difference in people's lives. And with massage, NECAN really fits very well together. My first look at NECAN, I saw that I could build a strong business that would have a residual income to replace, you know, the day-to-day income in case I couldn't work anymore as a therapist, or in the case that maybe Social Security wasn't going to be there around and available. And the dreams that I have far exceed what Social Security probably would be giving to me. So as I'm looking at NECAN, I can see that's the vehicle that's going to take me where I need to go. Due to the recent death of my husband, it's kind of thrown my world into a little upheaval. There's been a little bit of discord in the way things were going in my life. But if you look at it, lemons or lemonade, it's also a good time now that I have the time to work on NECAN so that I can get the financial freedom and then also have the time to enjoy it. So I find NECAN being my vehicle to financial freedom. I look forward very, very much to receiving the tools and all the support that NECAN people are giving to me and reaching out to me with to help me attain, of course, in this next quarter to go silver is my goal. Awesome.
Cool. Okay, then we'll move down to Randall Hackendorf in Cedar Park. You're from me.
Good evening, everyone. We're Doyle and Robin Hackendorf from Austin, Texas. I'm a broadcast engineer for a radio company here in Austin, and we're in NECAN to build a successful business, and we're really excited about sharing this cutting-edge opportunity with our friends and with others that we meet. I've been in a home-based business before and know firsthand that if you dedicate some time and set goals, that you can make NECAN a successful business for yourselves. Not only is it about financial success, it's about helping others improve their health and their lifestyles, too. And I found this to be true.
And I'm Robin, Daryl's husband. I'm a personal trainer at a large corporately run health club in Austin. And as Daryl said, he's an engineer. And we really got pretty burned out working, each of us, over 50 hours a week. And we weren't able to spend very much quality time together. So now, by choosing Neekin, we've taken a positive step to changing that.
We're really enjoying our Neekin Wellness Home, and we believe that every home should be one. So tonight, if you take notes and take advantage of what Pathfinders.biz has to offer, and enjoy this great opportunity for financial freedom.
Great. Good job.
Great, Jane. Okay.
Okay. People that I'm introducing last and definitely not least, from Belton, Missouri, or Village of Loch Lloyd, depending on what you want to say, Brewster and Kathy Ellis. Are you there, Brewster and Kathy?
They might be muted up. So
they might be, or got knocked off, one of the two.
Jackie?
Yes.
We're here.
Okay, cool.
Hi. Last but not least.
Star 4.
Yeah, hit Star 4. Okay, are you there now?
We're here.
Oh, much better. Much better. Okay. Tell us, what's up with you and why you're on this call and why you're building Neekin and what you do currently, both of you.
Well, hi, I'm Kathy Ellis, and currently I have a business called Black Tie Kansas City, and we work with nonprofits in the greater KC area, and we offer online event planning tools. I'm on the call because, being recently re-involved with Neekin, I've heard about the Pathfinders program and have found that it has actually proven itself to be quite successful for people that do want to make the effort and follow the program. So I'm on the call to be held accountable, and mainly because I do expect success within the next, these next 90 days. I was introduced to Neekin, and it's helped me personally because of some health challenges that I had, and also searching for my own particular mission in life. I felt that because of the message that Neekin brings with a wellness home, the five pillars of health, but I thought for me it's a perfect fit and would help me to achieve my goals in life and with establishing an animal refuge center and also working with the community to educate and establish community gardens and edible schoolyards here in the Kansas City area. As far as the goal, reaching silver no later than October is at the top of my list. And thanks a lot for having me on the call. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Bruce, do you want to add anything?
Do you want me to add anything, Jackie?
Well, it'd be nice if people got to know you. Of course I do.
You know I'm shy and retiring.
You are. You are the most shy and retiring person I know.
Yeah. I'm Bruce Durellis, and I'm married to Kathy. And that's a great thing. And for me, this is fairly simple. That time I was... Rick and Jackie and Steve have done terrific. I am a partner in a high net worth group at Merrill Lynch, and if I'm going to live the lifestyle that I've become accustomed to and want other people to live it, if we want to keep giving to the charities we give to, we're going to have to make a lot more money than we're making now. Is it any more complicated than that? And everything this company does, it does right. So we're going to do it right. Thanks for letting us be a part of it.
Oh, we're glad you're here. Okay, Steve, you're up to bat.
Cool. Okay, and I want a personal friend of mine, somebody that always brings light to the room. Schultz and his building.
I'm sorry, was that me?
Yeah,
it's you. Thank you.
Her name is Rhonda Schultz. It's you, Rhonda.
I didn't hear my name. I just heard Naperville.
He did mute, or he broke up.
Yes.
Hey, okay.
By the way,
so it wasn't just me.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
for those of you that are listening to, Rhonda and I are working on some special projects together. She is really rocking in the business and committed to doing some great things. So, Rhonda, I'm glad you're here again, and tell everybody why you're building the NECAN business. And I'll be in Chicago in a couple weeks to see you personally, but I just wanted to say for people that have been listening that you're here because we're doing some special and some big stuff together.
Yeah, we're doing a platinum run, and I'm also looking forward to getting that car. So we've got and I also have two kids to put through college, so I've got two in college right now, starting in the fall. I actually spent, my life in corporate America, and anybody who knows, and understands has been involved with corporate America, you do what you're told when you're told, how you're told, and you're really, I've heard a number of people mention the word freedom a couple of times. Now, I spent almost 25 years in corporate America. I did 15 in data processing, 10 years at one company. And anybody in corporate America knows that if you're going to get ahead or you're going to move up, somebody else has to lose. It's very, very competitive. And not only that, you don't have the choices and the freedom. And that's what I see with this. The last 12 years, and this is kind of interesting, too. I left data processing when we started a family because it was just a lot of hours. And I didn't want to be an absentee mom. So I ended up trying a few different things, and I ended up the last 12 years being a massage therapist like Laura. And it's funny. You would think that that would be very different than corporate America, but unless you're working for yourself, if you're still working for, like I've worked for some of the big health clubs and stuff, it's still a corporate environment. You lack freedom. You lack choices. They tell you how much you're worth, and I am really just tired of it. I want more freedom. I want more choices. I want to be able to spend time with my family. And I want, even when I worked 10 years at one company as the lead operator and programmer, my income wasn't there. And I've seen what people can do with this business. And I'm looking to afford a lifestyle for my family I couldn't do in corporate America. So that's it.
Well,
I'm excited.
Last but not least, a good friend of mine, somebody who's very close,
Steve, we can't hear you.
Bad,
you're cutting out really bad. That's probably what Robin couldn't hear.
We're having major storms here. I apologize if not. A good friend of mine, Darren.
Let me introduce him, Steve. Unfortunately, we can't hear you very well, and I'm sorry that you just be safe with the storms.
That's the first not to be able to hear Cowboy. That's never going to happen again.
Terry enjoyed that too.
We've been praying for rain, and we're finally going to get it.
We got it.
So, Darren is my good friend, dear friend, if you can hear me, and he's got a lot to say.
And Darren, you've been gone for a long time. Welcome back. You ready to go gold platinum now?
Yes, I am. It's John, welcome back.
So why you're building it, buddy? Tell us why you're building it and what you're going to do.
Well, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Darren Slova, also known as Big B or Brown or Delta, if you know Rick really well.
That's because you're 5'4", right?
What's that?
That's because you're 5'4", right?
Yeah, 5'21".
Yeah, 6'9".
6'9". No, the reason I'm building that is, well, A, to build my business, relaunch my business. It's kind of a huge goal, but I'm pressing for a goal. And, I've been working in the corporate field for about 13 years now, and, I just, like everybody else, don't want to answer to anybody else. I'd like to be able to, wake up after the sun comes up. Everyone out there is like, kind of family. That's kind of a given. Be able there to support family, do things like that, have fun. I think freedom, having fun, is one of the most important things for myself because, being in life and stuff like that, you gotta have fun. So, the reason I'm back here is, like Rick said, I'm ready to go and ready to launch and ready to make a big mess.
Well, it's a beautiful thing, Darren. We got a great team, but that night, are you ready to lead and do some great things?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I got to tell you, listening in, thank you, Steve and Jackie, too. We're going to get finished up here. I want to thank you all and welcome you all. What a great job you all did. Everybody listening, man, let's have the best cycle ever. Nobody listening to this, whether you're live or listening, should ever, ever not have their dreams fulfilled. So we're going to give you the vehicle to do it. Now, this week, what we're going to do, very simple stuff, print out your next 90-day calendar. I'm talking every preview, every phone call, everything you've got. Go out and do that. Just so that we can go and help your business be successful. We're going to talk about how to use that more next week. And then also, to get your 90-day planner, once again, fill out your rank advancement goal if that applies, or find out who on your team you need to fill that out to get promoted. Fill out whatever incentive you would like to win, what paycheck you'd like to make, and then next week we're going to come back and we're going to go over that with you guys on the call, the live call, and then we're going to go into how to use the process and all that good stuff. So this is the beginning of something magnificent. I'm so excited to work with you guys. Steve King, I already put up, if you guys go to Business Tools, a lot of listening to you guys, I uploaded that page. So the ABC call and the e-preview are both now at the top of the Business Tools page, just FYI since you asked, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yep, and I will have the Excel spreadsheet of the 90 days up on the web by tomorrow morning, and then you guys will have the e-calendar for now, at least you have the hard copy of it. And what do you say we go out and get to work now? Because, by the way, everything we do on the call only counts if we go do the stuff after the call. So,
right.
Welcome to the team. I am so honored to work with you all. I'm so excited I could run through the wall right now. I can't wait for the next coming week. So, anybody have any questions before we log off and get after it?
No, we just want to thank you, Rick. It's a huge opportunity, and we just want to thank you to Jackie and Steve and Rick and everybody. This is a great thing, and we're honored to be a part of it.
And let me tell you, you guys are a great team of people. And everybody here that's listening, man, congratulations for stepping up and putting your hat in the ring and reaching out for your own dream. There's nothing more honorable or magnificent than someone just out doing their best. I'm so happy to work with you. And, guys, we will do something really special here, and I'm glad you're a part of it. So bless you all. Thank you all. And let's go out and get after it, okay?
Thank you. I've got one question.
Okay, go ahead.
Since you're so good at all this, you know, putting these screens together and stuff, this page with all the teams on it, can you make it so that we can do like a Brady Bunch thing where we can all look at each other?
Yeah,
I think that would be really cool.
Oh, last thing, I think I forgot. You can pick your team names this week if you want to, and then I'll put them up on the website next week. So all three teams on your team call this week, pick a name and then let me know, okay? I'll have your email address to each of you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, guys, have a great one, okay?
Hey, Rick, good night.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
See you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.